Morning. Welcome to our worship service this morning. Glad you guys could all be here on this kind of gloomy day, but sometimes refreshing when it's like 98 degrees and hot and sunny. But I did learn something yesterday. I learned how fast I could get off an aluminum ladder when this lightning struck. There was a really bad one yesterday in St. Lawrence, and I was out scraping my house, and yeah, I jumped off that ladder pretty quick. But I'm glad to be here anyways, without a broken leg or something. We're going to start off with a few announcements, so if you want to look to your bulletin, you can see a couple there. Carry in dinner next Sunday, August 10th. As you can see, we're doing communion this morning, but there's no carry in dinner this afternoon. So if you forgot that usually we do, we're not today. So you lucked out. So you got another week to remember, and that's for the missions conference, and we'll also be taking a love offering for James Romano as well. Then the Sunday school substitutes. There's a little rectangular table out there if you want to help out in teaching Sunday school. Doesn't have to be every week, but if you want it every week, there might be a position for that too. But you can look on there and mark off which one you would want to help with, and we can get you lined up for that. If you looked on the table, once again, there's the little round table out there with the Wheel Meaning of Life by Judy Bowman, one of our church missionaries here. And you guys can pick up a copy of that and take it home with you, read it, and pass it along and give it to somebody else. So, is there any other announcements this morning? Cool. We'll go to our call to worship, which is from Psalm 92 or 91, verses 1 and 2. And it says, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust."
Please stand together as we join in singing hymn number 356, Under His Wings, 356.
Under His wings I am safely abiding, though the night deepens and tempests are wild. Still I can trust Him, I know He is with me. He has redeemed me and I am His child. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow, how the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings, my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, precious enjoyment, there will I hide till life trials are o'er. Sheltered, protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever.
Greet one another in the Lord this morning.
Well, good morning again. Welcome to our worship service. Grateful that you have chosen to worship today with us, and especially our visitors who are here with us. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a couple of ones that I've been given through today and this week. Be praying for Diane Welch and Tony. Diane had bariatric surgery as well as hernia repair up at Mayo's, and she came through that well, but now dealing with the soreness and process of healing. They'll be staying pretty close to Rochester for a while anyway. Not sure when the follow-up is at. She wasn't sure either, but she should have been released from the hospital yesterday. Also, be praying, that came through this week, that Mike Ketchin's Uncle Tim, who we've been praying for, he passed away, succumbed to the cancer that he had been battling. A couple of praises. Don's mom, Gladys, is back in her room. And then an update, Kathy Heason, who was in swing bed in Miller, is now in swing bed over in Highmore. And so be praying for her as she continues her healing process. Are there any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale. Continue to pray for Brad Hahn as from the recovery from his surgery. He made it this week to Minneapolis, catch a couple baseball games, and made it to the elder meeting. Still a little sore and moving a little slow, but faster than he was a couple weeks ago. So, and I think that's the hard part, because he still has to watch what he does. I think the doctor would like him to stay off the payloader for at least another couple of weeks. So we'll be praying for Jolene as she tries to keep Brad in line. Any other prayer requests or praises? Tammy. Well, the prayer request is for my family. Tammy, I, and Becca are going to be heading to Oregon. This past year, you all have been assisting me in a cohort program that's been through my seminary, designed to help with some refreshment for myself as well as sharpening of my pastoral skills. And we finish up with a retreat on the Oregon coast. We'll be up in Astoria. And then, so myself and five other gentlemen will be there. But for my family, the anxiety of trying to make all the connections, as well as Becca's never flown. So we definitely would ask for safety and travel and all our connections, but also an enjoyable time for us to kind of show where I went to seminary to our daughter. And we'll be checking two things off her bucket list: seeing the ocean and flying. So that's all she has on her bucket list. So this is also her 21st birthday present, that her birthday was in February. So she has a delayed gratification. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Andy. Is he a new addition to your family? That's why. Well, congratulations. The way you phrased that, I was thinking it was privilege. So we rejoice with you all in the and welcoming of Oliver John into the family. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we enter into our time of worship today, we thank you that we can come as a part of a fellowship as the body of Christ, that our backgrounds are all different. Even if we've grown up in this area, we come from different family of origins and different life experiences, and you have brought us together as a family. And it is miraculous, because first and foremost, to enter the family, we have to first admit that there's nothing that in us makes us acceptable. And so you sent your Son. And we can proclaim today as we celebrate communion that he accomplished his mission to seek and to save the lost, to, as Paul tells us in Ephesians, before the foundation of the world began, he was predestined to die for us. So thank you for taking care of our greatest need. And with the baptism of your Spirit in identifying us with the body of Christ, we are now a family. And we lift up these requests to you. As we are told in Scripture that when one suffers, we all suffer, and when one rejoices, we all rejoice. And we lift up our praises. We thank you for the new addition in the Canham family for Oliver. We ask that you would be with his health and mom, and as the family adjusts to a new addition, I just ask for strength for all and wisdom in raising the son. Father, we're also grateful that the healing you did in Gladys's life, and she's able to get back to her apartment at the courtyard. We pray for Kathy Heason as she gains strength through physical therapy and occupational therapy, and being over in Highmore, and the opportunity of being closer to family as well with her daughter there. And we just pray that you would continue to heal her and her life. We also lift up those that have gone through surgery. We pray for Brad Hahn that you would continue to touch his body and bring full and complete healing as each day stretches farther from the time of his surgery, that he continue to regain mobility, help him to be wise so that that area where the hardware was removed stays knit together, and that you would continue to supply he and Jolene's needs. Thank you for the family that can come alongside and help in the feedlot and the ranch. Father, we also lift up Diane Walsh to you, that you would continue to heal her body, especially as she's just come through surgery, and as she deals with the pain and now being out from the hospital and the care landing on her and Tony's shoulders, just pray that you would help them help ease the pain as the days go on. Also pray that she would be wise and now the things that she eats, as well as getting in the liquids and the protein that she needs. Father, we lift up Mike Ketchin's family, and with the passing of his uncle Tim, that you would be an ever-present help through this time as they grieve. May they truly sense your peace and your presence. Father, we're also grateful for the opportunity of supporting those around the world. We lift up the Manas to you as we focus on them for this month. Just ask that you would continually use them in the lives, not only to the ones they minister to in Ukraine, but also the staff of YFC International as he comes alongside and coaches and teaches and mentors each of the missionaries, as well as the national staffs throughout the world and connecting them to each other. Father, we just pray for he and Judy with all the travel they do, that you would keep them safe and watch over them. We also lift up the Romano family as they will be with us next week. We thank you for their ministry in Italy and around that area of the globe. Father, we just ask that as we focus upon missions next week, that we would, again, see how you're working around the world and see and be reignited to how to reach our communities around us. Father, we do lift up those in our area and state and region that have dealt with the extreme flooding, extreme hail and wind, that you would be an ever-present help and you would supply their needs as you've promised. Father, we thank you that we can extend a helping hand, not just because we're neighborly, but because, as you have told us, as much has been given, much is required. And so, Father, help us to reach out to our fellow neighbors that are in need. And for the opportunities we have to give back to you, we thank you for the offerings we're about to receive from your people, that you would use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Please stand once again as we join together in singing hymn 353, A Shelter in the Time of Storm, 353.
The Lord's our rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. The raging storms may round us beat, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Thank you. Please be seated.